In this bulletin, a second major earthquake strikes Afghanistan. Neo-Nazi group leader arrested for questioning over attacks on an Aboriginal protest camp. And in sport, Aussie surfer Molly Picklum wins her first tour title in Fiji. In your latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Caroline Richards. Another earthquake, this one a magnitude 5.5, has shaken southeastern Afghanistan, sparking fears of further damage and destruction almost 2 days after a large quake in the same region killed more than 1,400 people and injured thousands more. It occurred at a relatively shallow depth of 10 kilometres, the same level as the 6th magnitude quake on Sunday. That was one of Afghanistan's worst quakes in years, flattening houses in remote villages. The United Nations coordinator in Afghanistan has warned the death toll will rise further, with some of the hardest hit villages still inaccessible due to blocked roads. The Taliban has asked for urgent emergency aid for the country that saw a drastic reduction in humanitarian assistance after the militant regime took control in 2021. China's President Xi Jinping has met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Beijing ahead of a massive military parade marking the 80th anniversary of the formal surrender of Japan in World War II. Other world leaders, including North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, are also attending. A new series of anti-ship missiles is expected to be unveiled during the parade as a show of strength aimed at the United States Navy. Vladimir Putin says the occasion is important for both countries.
This is a tribute to the feat of our peoples, the peoples of Russia and China during World War II, a confirmation in the key role of our countries in achieving victory in the European and Asian theatres of military operations, evidence of our common readiness to defend historical truth and justice.
A federal judge has blocked United States President Donald Trump from using the military to fight crime in California. The ruling found the Trump administration violated a law with its June deployment of 4,000 National Guard and 700 active duty U.S. Marines to Los Angeles. The law sharply limits the use of federal troops for domestic enforcement. The decision is a setback for Mr. Trump's push to expand the role of the military on U.S. soil. This week, he confirmed he intends to deploy troops to Chicago, which he called a crime-ridden hellhole. The ruling is on hold until September 12th, with the Trump administration likely to appeal. To Australia now, and Victoria police have arrested self-proclaimed neo-Nazi Thomas Sowell following attacks on an Indigenous encampment during anti-immigration protests in Melbourne on Sunday. Mr. Sowell and another man were arrested outside the Melbourne Magistrates Court, where he had appeared on charges relating to a confrontation with police in 2024. Police say the men are being interviewed in relation to alleged assaults at the Aboriginal protest camp in King's Domain. Earlier, he shouted abuse at Victorian State Premier Jacinta Allen while she was holding a news conference condemning the violence on Sunday. A retired detective says financial pressures could make it difficult to maintain the pace and size of the search for an accused cop killer as the search enters a second week. 56-year-old Desi Freeman has been on the run since last Tuesday following the deadly confrontation at his property in Porepunkha, about 300 kilometres northeast of Melbourne. More than 400 police have been searching on foot and in the air across Victoria's high country. Former homicide detective Charlie Bezina says the scale of the operation will be challenging to maintain, but the police force believes some people know where Mr. Freeman is. And to sport, Australian surfer Molly Picklum has won her first World Surfing League title with a comeback win over Olympic US gold medalist Caroline Marks in Fiji. The 22-year-old from New South Wales' South Coast has dominated the season and secured the cup, winning 2 out of 3 heats. She says the pressure was on, but she felt she could handle it.
Oh, there was so much doubt. I feel like it's what raises a champion, and you got to step up and rise above that. And I just kept true to trusting in the unknown, and I'm so, so grateful that it panned out.
And that's your latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Caroline Richards.